from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If the same person, and then I got it confirmed from a different person, if those same two people gave me a story again,
you'd do it.
I would report it the same exact way.
I mean, I did hear through an intermediary.
I would do it the same exact way.
So you just think that this was happening and then it just fell apart.
Yeah, I'm not.
It was Bettis at the goal line and here comes Nick Harper.
Or this.
To the end zone.
Hot! Touchdown, Pittsburgh! Jesse James! Two plays, they take it the distance.
Verifying it upstairs, and there's no doubt it's going to hold up.
After reviewing the play, the receiver in the end zone did not survive the ground. It's an incomplete pass.
Oh, my goodness.
It'll be Pittsburgh's ball. Second down and 10 at the 10-yard line.
Or if that hurts too much, maybe this.
Second and goal. Baldwin sets up on the left. Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Man. I cannot believe the call. You've got Marshawn Lynch in the backfield. You've got a guy that's been borderline unstoppable in this part of the field. I can't believe the call.
Yeah, I sent that one to you yesterday, I think. I quote tweeted you with that. You had that sad, like, downcast face you put out.
Mm-hmm.
And I just put the gif of Wilson throwing that interception. But, I mean, to be fair, somebody told me via what I would consider also a very good source. They named the source, obviously. I'm not going to do that. But somebody told me that it was relayed to them by a very good source within the Steelers that what you had been hearing was true. So I had no reason to doubt you after presumably a third independent person corroborated this.
I've seen everything people have said about me, and I'm not here to even argue with any of that. The only thing I'm going to say is this. When people have, the only thing I've taken a little bit personally is when people have said, he clearly just made this up. To any of those people, I would just ask you this as a logical rebuttal. How does that benefit me? In what way do I benefit from put out fake story? Fake story is clearly false because I made it up. It doesn't happen. Because it's made up. In what way does that help me? It doesn't. Because what it does is people say, oh, he's an idiot. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He doesn't have any sources. He doesn't talk to people. That's what happened that's what's happening now. Why would I want to bring that on myself?
Well, is very clear, though. This is like a very weird thing that has been adopted. People will just say, he did it for clicks. All he cares about is clicks.
There's nothing to click on.
I'm aware. There are people who are convinced, apparently, that you are monetizing your Twitter through engagement farming. Well, I told you before the show, you're the one non-blue check person who seems to have beat the algorithm, and your posts do huge numbers. You honestly, for the aggravation you get from people and the grief you get, you probably should buy a blue check mark and monetize your posts. You'd actually make money on Elon Musk's wonderful website.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I thought, and I had people I was talking to, from the second I told you guys, maybe 3 or 4 days before I said it was a done deal, I can't believe it's back on, but the Steelers are very close to getting Brandon Ayuk. This information was coming to me. I guess the next time it happens, people just want me to keep my mouth shut and not tease them and not put something out there that makes them think it's going to happen and everybody gets all excited. And then when it doesn't happen, I'm fine with this. I have to bear the brunt of that and deal with the backlash from it. Am I the person, though, that Steelers fans should be the most upset at here?
Should be or are the most upset at?
Should be.
No.
If people, then who should
Omar.
Be?
Omar.
Okay, so you've got Omar Khan.
Omar, this is the first like major what? Problem in, so why, in like stain on his resume.
So why would you blame the GM of the Steelers more than anybody else here? More than Ayuk, more than Ayuk's agent, more than the 49ers.
I don't blame
Ayuk.
I don't blame
more
Omar
than
because
John Lynch, more than the owner there, more than
no. I don't blame
more than
Omar.
Me.
I don't blame Omar. I don't care about you getting it wrong. It's funny to make fun of you because I'm your friend, but I heard the same thing. I put myself out there, not as much as you did, but I said, I'll back your story because I heard the exact same thing from somebody that I know wasn't one of your sources.
So you're most upset at the GM of the Steelers now, Omar Khan.
Not even for this deal falling through. Not even for this deal falling through. I have been resolute from the start that the guy was not worth the money, $30 million. I was mad you deleted your tweet, but it was because of a factual numerical error. He's not worth $30 million. He's closer to like the 20th or 22nd best receiver in the league, in my opinion. I am mad at Omar Khan right now, a guy that I have pretty much praised almost without like any, what's the word I'm thinking? Unanimously praised or exclusively praised throughout his tenure. I'm mad that he put all his eggs in this basket, which I thought was a bad basket to begin with. And I'm mad that he apparently thought he was going to win the staring contest with the Niners. And blink, or they were going to blink, he was going to win the game of chicken, and he left them with no other options. And then, if the reporting is to be believed that's out there, and I don't know if you've seen this, you have to have, that the Broncos were the fly in the ointment here, that they could have done a three-way deal that sends a second and third to San Francisco from Pittsburgh for Ayuk, San Fran in turn flips the third to the Broncos for Cortland Sutton, and there the deal happens. If that actually is true, and Omar wanted it, he shouldn't have cut or traded Deontay Johnson, because Deontay Johnson, presumably, despite everyone here having misgivings about him, probably would have been enough for them in return to get a deal done straight up. But they didn't. They traded him for a corner who might have been cut anyway, that if you really liked, you could have made overtures to. I've been told every player in the league wants to play for Mike Tomlin. Mm. Omar dropped the ball here.
I don't think... Even though he had a sense, I would think that the 49ers might not get something done with Ayuk, I don't think when he made the Deontay Johnson trade, he could have known in that moment that he was potentially sacrificing his trade chip to get Ayuk.
Okay, he might not have known that, but he still gets docked points for the miscalculation.
Okay, but I don't think it was far enough down the road where he knew back in March that he was trading someone that he could have used to get Ayuk from the 49ers. Like, he needed to keep the wide receiver. I don't think needing a wide receiver back became a thing until the very, very end. I think San Francisco was comfortable making a trade where they weren't getting a wide receiver back initially, because that's why they drafted Pearsall in the first round. They were making moves to set themselves up for life without Brandon Ayuk. If the Steelers had drafted a wide receiver in the first round, if they take Brian Thomas instead of Troy Fautanu, are they even courting Brandon Ayuk like this? Do you think so? I don't think they are. So the 49ers got a wide receiver in the first round. I think that they had restocked the cupboard enough, given all the other weapons there, to move on from a guy, because they have other people they need to eventually pay. This is going to cost them all pros, this move in the long run.
So why do it?
Why?
If you're them, why do it then?
I don't...
Also, Pearsall, how hurt is he? I need to figure that out, because they might have felt differently
about
this.
He got drafted in one of my fantasy leagues in the last 2 days.
Yeah, but I've been drafting pup guys who are coming back after week
four. Well, Chris, you know what? Don't get on Omar's case too hard, because he did sign Skowronek today to the practice squad. And he did win a Super Bowl in L.A. and caught two balls in that Super Bowl against Cincinnati.
Well, that's so, two more balls in a Super Bowl than any Steelers players caught in well over a decade.
The top targets for Matthew Stafford in that game after OBJ tore his ACL were Cooper Kupp, Van Jefferson, and Ben Skowronek, and now the Steelers have two out of those three guys.
You know Meatloaf said something about two out of three.
You know what? I blame the 49ers on this more than anything else. I blame them.
I'm sorry, I have to blame Omar a little bit. You're the general manager. You're the one who makes these decisions, and now because of... maybe their intransigence, the 49ers, you don't have the guy you thought you'd get. Your second wide receiver ain't plan B, Pony. He's Plan V, Van Jefferson.
Malzi says that the person to blame here in this Brandon Ayuk disaster is Omar Khan. Do you agree with that? 412-928-9370. I'm not even going to put out another question. It's Brandon Ayuk. It's open season.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.